This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Your Radio Doctor and their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Your Radio Doctor does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, products, physicians, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on Your Radio Doctor. Always consult your own physician. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
I'm always striving to live my healthiest life, so I need a health plan that has my back. With Independence Blue Cross, I get access to the largest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free virtual doctor visits 24/7. Plus, with premiums as low as $0 per month, I can stay on top of my health and keep my budget in check. Independence has given me coverage I can count on, and they'll do the same for you. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time for the Delaware Valley's first radio doctor.
On call every Saturday afternoon at 5.
This is Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
Listen, 7 months or 10 months is an absolutely exceptionally short time frame to produce this vaccine.
Your health determines your life, your longevity, and your happiness. Let your radio doctor lead the way with your medical education. Your radio doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie.
Good evening and welcome to Your Radio Doctor. I'm your host, Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Our topic this week is Medicare. What is it? Who's eligible? When and how do you choose a plan? From Independence Blue Cross, our guests include Ms. Courtney Cruz and Dr. Heidi Seropoulos. Courtney Cruz is the Vice President of Medicare Sales and Marketing, who will explain the ABCDs of Medicare, and then we'll share a conversation with Dr. Heidi Seropoulos, the Medical Director for Government Markets, to learn about the many organizations from across the region that partner with Independence to improve service for its members. So let's begin. Welcome, Courtney. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Medicare, it's a federal program that provides health insurance for those 65 and older and for younger individuals with special circumstances, yeah, such as a disability. Let's talk a little bit more about the definition of Medicare, if we can.
Yeah. So, I mean, you touched on the heart of it. It is for individuals that are 65 and older. The age is still 65. So I know the Social Security attained age keeps creeping up depending on your birth date. But for Medicare, you're still eligible for it at age 65. Or if you're younger or disabled or have end-stage renal disease, you could also be eligible for Medicare. So it's a wonderful program, obviously been in existence for quite some time now, but really is the lifeline for our seniors in providing the care they need as they age.
And I'm glad you made that distinction because you're right. Social Security and Medicare ages are not partnered exactly. Okay. So when should somebody start to look into signing up? I know there are guidelines for that. Could you share that with us?
Absolutely. So if you're new to Medicare, so this is your first time taking Medicare, that usually comes in one of two ways. Either you are turning 65 and you'll no longer be receiving coverage through work if you have it, or perhaps you are on an ACA plan, so you get your coverage through the state health exchange or federal health exchange, and you're looking to pick it up right as you become eligible. And so in that case, you want to make sure that you're doing it around your birth month window. So you have 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after you turn 65 to enroll if you want to pick up Medicare right away. And it's really important to be thoughtful and really get in front of that timeline. I know it sounds like you've got this broad window, but in order for you to have the right coverage in place right on your birth month, right, the month you turn 65, and it's not necessarily about the date, you know, whether you're the 1st, you're the 15th, or the 30th of the month, it's still about your birth month. You want to make sure you get everything done prior to that so you don't have to scramble or worry about if I do it afterwards and I might have a gap in coverage or anything like that. Make sure you get it done early. I would also say that a lot of the federal offices, although it is significantly better in timelines since, you know, the heart of COVID, if you will, it's still taking a little longer than normal to process the eligibility and receive your red, white, and blue Medicare card. So getting it done as soon as you can, which is that 3 months before you turn 65 mark, is always my recommendation. Get it done early. That way you don't worry about it. Now, if you're planning on working and you are receiving coverage either through your job or your spouse's job, you don't necessarily have to pick up Medicare. It really is situational. It can depend on the size of the employer you're working for, and whether or not you need to sign up for Medicare and how comprehensive the coverage they provide and is it right for you. So that's really something I always say, go talk to your benefit administrator and make sure you understand the coverage that they offer and how that will transition for you. You don't automatically have to take Medicare if you're going to still be working, but you want to make sure you ask the questions because there are certain scenarios where it's the right thing to do.
Beautifully stated. I mean, beginning to end. And you bring up a couple of very important topics. With COVID, everything in our world has changed, right? Even though people are sort of back at work, there are still some offices that you can reach people by phone or by email or by this or that. So be realistic, listeners. Even though there's that very generous seven-month, as you say, it sounds like a broad bandwidth, you might want to start looking in maybe a year ahead of time so you can really study it, get your good advice. And my other question was, obviously, Independence has so many members across the region. Would a person who's still working at 65 or getting ready for Medicare, would they talk to both a representative from Independence and their HR representative, or how would
that's possible as well? So if you called into, the reason I would actually recommend a little bit of both is sometimes the HR representative has the hands-on knowledge of the whole collective, right? You know, benefits that you might, is it, you know, your pension eligibility and right, everything you might be thinking about as you make those next steps into retirement. And I'm putting air quotes, although your listeners can't see the air quotes, but you know, retirement means a lot of different things these days to different people. But you want to be thoughtful around all the elements that you have to keep in play, both financial as well as health related. So that's why I always say your benefits administrator first. But yes, you can also call us, and our customer service team can walk you through your options, the different types of plans, and make sure you have the right information to help make those choices.
Mm-hmm. So there are four parts to Medicare. Let's talk about the ABCDs, which you do so well.
The ABCDs of Medicare, man, it just keeps getting more complicated. The great news is it offers more benefits, but the challenge is that it's more to navigate through. So Part A and Part B are the original parts of Medicare. You know, they cover your hospitals and they cover your doctors. Part A is free for most people. Now, it does tie back to how many quarters or how many years you have worked in the U.S. and your status as a U.S. citizen. So there are some things that are tied to that. But for most people, they'll be eligible. And Part A actually is free. Part B, however, does come with a premium that you have to pay to the federal government. And that premium, it varies a little bit from year to year, but it's, you know, right around the, I believe, 120 or so mark, 130 mark for on average for this year. It is income adjusted, however. So the income you're reporting as you're picking up Medicare is going to be the income the federal government uses to evaluate exactly where your Part B is going to land. Mm-hmm. And so that's something to keep in mind as you think about heading into retirement. I know a lot of people think like Medicare is free. Not exactly. Most of Medicare was covered in some way, shape, or form, but there is still a Part B premium that you have to pay. That can come out of your Social Security check. So there's several different ways you can pay your Part B premium. Most choose to take it out of their Social Security check because it almost feels like, you know, it's gone before they have to really worry about it or set aside budget dollars
before they spend it on more candy, like I would.
Have you got Halloween candy this year? It's more expensive.
Anyway,
we won't talk about it.
Oh, I know. Well, everybody had their lockdown luxuries, and mine was I started to eat candy again. I have to get rid of that habit. A basically is inpatient nursing home health visits. B is more outpatient,
and then more outpatient, and your doctor's costs is another way to sort of, the vernacular we usually use in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll skip part C for a second.
Sure.
Because part C can get a little confusing. And so I am not going alphabetically. I will jump to part D. And part D, it covers your prescription drug costs.
Mm-hmm.
So CMS introduced a program that allowed individuals to have access to prescription drug coverage, which did not exist in the original Part A, Part B. And so prescription drug plans, you can enroll in them. Some of them can be as low as $0, and they help cover the costs of your prescription drugs. Part C, just to take another, sorry, go ahead, Marion, you look like you might have a question.
No, but just that you're going to talk about, so we talked about A, inpatient, B, roughly outpatient or visits, D for drugs, D for medications, and you will revisit that dental and vision and those sorts of things. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Yes.
So it's interesting, though, that the drug plans vary so much, too.
They really do. They really do. They vary in. Now, there are some standard basics. So, you know, the federal government has a standard Part D program that dictates which drugs have to be covered and how things have to be structured, that at a minimum, the plan offered has to match the federal structure. But plans get creative. They might add drugs, have different cost sharing. And co-pays associated with those prescription drugs. And they have something called a formulary, which is the list of covered drugs. And so you really just want to make sure you check and shop around. Now, what I found is most individuals who are 65 and aging into Medicare for the first time, you know, usually, and making, you know, broad stroke generalities, usually are not on that many medications, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have hypertension, but usually not on that many medications. So they don't need an extraordinarily robust Part D plan if they choose to pick up Part D as a standalone. But as you age, it's something you want to make sure you reevaluate each year, which you can do, because you want to make sure that as you may have, advancing health issues, that you have the right coverage.
Right. And I'm thinking while I'm listening to Courtney, if a couple is covered by one spouse or one partner's work, the Medicare plan could be different or the drug portion of the plan could be different for the two people. Yes, because one might get better pricing if they go to pharmacy A and the other pharmacy B. Am I right about that? I just learned that recently.
Yeah, you are. The cost you pay at the pharmacy could vary. The drugs that are covered can vary. And it's not always we find that it's an identical plan depending on, you know, husband versus wife. I know sometimes that's kind of the easy route. Like, okay, give us the one that feels right and we'll pick that one. But again, as you age, I think about my own parents, they are in two very different positions when
sure.
it comes to their health. And so they are actually both on different Part D plans because of it.
Yeah.
One is more robust for my dad and for my mom, who is a slightly healthier individual. I'm not throwing anything negative about dad, but, she has a Part D plan that's a little less expensive and she doesn't have the same needs from a prescription drug standpoint. So it really does pay to spend the time to really understand what's the right plan for you and your personal health needs and position and time and place.
Mm-hmm. Do it right the first time. Get the information. Don't do it in haste. And we'll talk about the possibility of changing
haste.
Programs.
Yeah.
Stay with us after the break. We'll return and learn more about Medicare and the more interesting topic of Part C.
Thanks for listening to Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie, exclusively presented by Independence Blue Cross. If you have a question for the medical mailbag, just send a note to doctor@yourradiodoctor.net.
At Independence Blue Cross, we believe in giving you the tools you need to pursue your healthiest life. From premiums as low as $0 per month to health discounts and cash rewards, it pays to have coverage with Independence. With the strongest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free 24/7 virtual doctor visits, you can feel confident that quality care is always within reach. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com. When we ask questions, we make sure they're the big ones. Like, how can the healthcare industry earn the trust of patients? And what if your health outcomes and access to care weren't defined by your skin color, sexuality, gender, or zip code? At Genentech, we're removing barriers and partnering across the medical community to make clinical research as diverse as the world we serve to ensure communities have access to healthcare. Learn how we are working to make healthcare more equitable at gene.com/ask bigger questions.
Back on your radio doctor with Courtney Cruz, Vice President of Medicare Sales and Marketing at Independence Blue Cross. I am just bowled over by, you are so fluent in this, Courtney, and people are really appreciating this, I know. We heard from you in great detail, very clear detail, about Medicare and Parts A and B, the original Medicare, and drug plans. Let's talk about C, or Medicare Advantage plans, or Medicare supplemental insurance plans?
Absolutely. So I'm going to take them both together because in some ways they both serve the same purpose, where they, in that they help cover either items or costs that Medicare does not. And so just really some really quick examples from a cost standpoint, Medicare covers 80% of the costs for the items that are covered under Part A and Part B. That leaves you for the other 20%. Well, what's 20% of an inpatient hospital stay? I don't know. Right? What's the procedure? What's the hospital? And that's where Medicare supplement plans come in place. You pay your monthly premium, which is, you know, which can be age adjusted. Usually is a little more expensive. So as you're thinking about navigating your finances as you age, however, it covers the 20% that Medicare does not. So when you go into the hospital or you have a doctor's appointment, as long as the service you're providing is covered under Medicare, you don't have any out-of-pocket costs. You also don't have to worry as much about a network, because there truly isn't a network with Medicare supplement plan. As long as the doctor accepts Medicare, which most do, they have to accept Medicare supplement plans. So that's sort of the simplicity of MedSup, is that it's straightforward. You know exactly what it covers. You're not going to have out-of-pocket cost sharing. However, the premium is higher, and that premium usually increases as you age.
Mm-hmm. Does it cover, you'd be paying for supplemental insurance, if that's from a private insurance company?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, does that cover hearing, vision, like eyeglasses? That doesn't either.
It does not. And so that is one of the main differences between Medicare supplement coverage and Medicare Advantage coverage. So if Medicare supplement literally just fills in that 20% gap for things that Medicare covers, Medicare Advantage really wraps around and replaces your Medicare coverage and provides you access to benefits that Medicare does not cover. And you picked up some of the most important. Dental, for example. Dental is not covered under the existing Medicare program. A Medicare supplement plan will not cover dental. However, Medicare Advantage plans, by and large at this point, most have dental embedded in the coverage. And so you'll have benefits like dental, vision, hearing. Some offer Part B premium, which I touched on a little bit earlier, a give back that helps pay down your Part B premium. Transportation back and forth to the doctor. There are a lot of additional supplemental benefits that have been embedded into Medicare Advantage plans, which I see as one of the primary benefits of MA. They also have prescription drugs often built right into the plan, so you don't have to get a separate Part D standalone.
But I'm sorry to interrupt, but just to clarify as well, that if you go with the Medicare supplement or that private to cover the 20%, am I right? It does not cover nursing home care or long-term care in a nursing home or visiting nurse care?
So not only if it's covered under Medicare, and so if it's not covered under Medicare rules, it wouldn't be covered under the Medicare supplement plan. And so but at the same time, if it is covered under Medicare, the Medicare supplement plan would pick up that 20% that Medicare does not. And so, you know, it's one of those things that you want to think carefully about, not just, you know, and also MedSup plans are less expensive and easier to enroll into if you select them at the very beginning. So right as you're eligible for Medicare.
Interesting.
Once you get past that guaranteed issue time frame because you're initially eligible, oftentimes there are either eligibility questions or other hoops that you might have to jump through in order to be able to enroll in the plan.
Gotcha.
So that's a another thing to kind of factor and keep in mind. And for me, a lot of it comes down to affordability. So really thinking about what do you think you'll be able to afford,
sure,
both short term and long term. I honestly don't think that there is a wrong choice. The only wrong choice is not getting additional coverage at all.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
To me, that's the only thing I would just heavily warn against is not signing up for Medicare because there can be penalties for that. And if you sign up for Medicare, not signing up for the additional benefits that you might need through MedSup or through Medicare Advantage.
So there are two things I really want to cover with you. So you can do Medicare supplemental insurance or Medicare Advantage. I'd like to talk about that. And before I forget, on the back burner is, what about penalties if you sign up later than you should? So let's talk about Medicare Advantage, because that sounds like a piece of heaven, really.
Yeah. Well, yes, but with everything, there are trade-offs, right?
Yes,
so that's just, that is a part of life. And so the benefits of Medicare Advantage or the premiums are usually lower. Many plans actually come with no premium at all. So you have a $0 monthly premium. They cover many of the things that Medicare does not, as I described: vision, dental, hearing, transportation, free fitness benefits to your local YMCAs, a whole host of things, transportation, that are really powerful for our senior population. Now, some of the trade-offs to keep in mind, Medicare Advantage plans are just like your traditional HMO and PPO that you may have had like while you were working, have a network. So there are a network of doctors and hospitals that accept that plan. Now, if you're with Independence Blue Cross, it is a very broad network of doctors and hospitals, but you still have to make sure that you check the network so that those, you know, the doctors and that you need are included in the plan. There's also cost sharing and co-pays. So unlike MedSup, where you pay your premium and then you go to use it and there's no additional cost sharing, with Medicare Advantage, there can be co-pays and cost shares. Now, and sometimes it's as low as $0 a month. So, for example, very few of our plans, I think there may be only one or two, actually have a copay to go visit your PCP. Those are all a $0 copay because we think primary care engagement is just critical, just for everyone, but particularly as you age. And so we didn't want to, you know, we want to make sure that everyone has the ability to access their PCP easily. But, you know, there could be specialty or inpatient cost sharing that you want to keep in mind. So there are always those trade-offs. And as you think about your finances, as you go into retirement, you think about your health status, what you really need, what you might be looking for. Those are all things that you want to factor in as you decide what plan you want to take.
Sure. And you mentioned HMO, PPO. Mm-hmm. I think most people have a general idea what that means, but HMO means health maintenance organization. Am I
Correct.
Right about that? So it's a network of doctors, hospitals, and other providers at the lowest possible cost. So if you'd have to go through your primary care provider in the network and get referrals, which is a good thing, but you might have a little more flexibility with a PPO or preferred provider organization, and you can see any doctor you wish when you wish. But you pay more to see a doctor out of network. I just think it's important
Correct.
For Pete to review that with people because sometimes, yes.
Absolutely. What I will say is actually our HMO plans do not have referrals. Others do. So again, something else to check. But our HMO plans don't have referrals. However, PPO plans also have the benefit of giving you coverage while you travel. And so with HMO plans, it's only through emergency. So if you have an emergency while you're traveling, you'll have coverage for that. But with our PPO plans, you can spend, 6 months in Florida, for example, and have access to the Blue Cross Blue Shield network that's available to you in Florida. And so those are some of the differences between the flexibility of PPOs, where you can go, to any doctor you want in and out of network, versus HMOs, which are more tightly aligned.
Hmm. And earlier you distinguished that if you do Medicare supplemental insurance, you're not covered for travel either, correct?
Well, actually, for Medicare supplement is actually, if you're traveling a lot, is actually the most flexible, because any doctor that accepts Medicare has to accept Medicare supplement insurance. Yes.
Duh. I wrote like travel outside the U.S., but it does cover. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
Traveling outside the U.S. is a whole different.
Oh, yeah. Bring your own war chest. Yeah. So that brings up the other question. Are there penalties if you sign up too late? And the other question I guess people have is, if you try to switch programs, let's say you're still employed and then you say, okay, I'm going to retire now that I'm 79 and a half and I'm going to jump into more coverage. How hard is it to switch programs?
Yeah. So I'll start with the penalties. The penalties really tie back to not enrolling in the things that the federal government wants you to enroll in when they want you to enroll in it. And so that usually comes in the form of Part B or Part D. Part B as in boy or Part D as in dog penalties. And so I talked about that 3 months before, month of, 3 months after window. If you're not signing up for your Part B during those windows, you could be paying penalties. Same with your Part D. And so you want to make sure that you're enrolling in, if you don't have coverage, for example, through your employer, that you don't just kind of say, oh, I feel healthy, or I don't take any prescription drugs, so I'm not going to bother to sign up for Part D. You have, if you don't sign up for it when you need to get it later, you could be paying penalties. So would definitely recommend that you go ahead and do that. Particularly with the, for example, with the Part D, you can find zero premium plans. So if you really don't want to have to pay out of pocket because you're not, or pay a premium because you're not using a prescription drug, you can pick plans that will not cost you anything, but still make sure you avoid any penalties down the line. And switching plans can be fairly straightforward, particularly for Medicare Advantage. Right now, we are in our annual enrollment period, which is the time you have each year to be able to evaluate your coverage and decide what you want next for 1/1. And so now is the right time of year to really think about, is this coverage right for me? How have my needs changed? Have my finances changed? And you can go on Medicare.gov, or you can go to our site, IBXMedicare.com, to help you evaluate some of those options.
Mm-hmm. And you brought up an important point earlier. Obviously, people make decisions on what they can afford. And for some people listening, they can't afford the supplemental and all these different choices, aside from being a little confusing. And we'll be hearing from Dr. Heidi Staropoulos after the break to talk about programs that help lower Medicare costs. Stay with us, and we'll be right back on Your Radio Doctor.
Today's edition of Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross, can be enjoyed anytime, anywhere, at your convenience. Just download the Odyssey app and search Your Radio Doctor. It's health education on demand.
I'm always striving to live my healthiest life, so I need a health plan that has my back. With Independence Blue Cross, I get access to the largest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free virtual doctor visits 24/7. Plus, with premiums as low as $0 per month, I can stay on top of my health and keep my budget in check. Independence has given me coverage I can count on, and they'll do the same for you. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
When you have orthopedic issues, you need a physician who eats, sleeps, and breathes orthopedics. You need an exceptionally specialized Rothman Orthopedics physician. They not only specialize in orthopedics, each Rothman physician only focuses on one area of the body, which means you can have confidence that you can get past pain and be what you were. Schedule conveniently online at RothmanOrtho.com. That's RothmanOrtho.com.
When we ask questions, we make sure they're the big ones, like when it comes to diseases. Can we strive to treat, prevent, and even reverse them? And how can we make healthcare more effective and more affordable? These are the types of questions that can help impact the lives of so many patients, that help push the boundaries of innovation and healthcare for all communities. At Genentech, we are the pioneers of the biotech industry, tackling some of the biggest questions in healthcare. Learn more at gene.com/askbiggerquestions.
Your radio doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, now Saturday afternoons at 5, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC.
Hey, welcome back to Your Radio Doctor. We've just heard about all the very well-explained details about Medicare plans. And now we're going to invite our friend, Dr. Heidi Seropoulos. And Dr. Heidi has been on our show before. I'm so happy to see you again, Heidi. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me back, Marianne. It's always great to talk with you.
Well, Courtney walked us through the ABCDs of Medicare, but I do know that Independence really goes the extra mile to help people with even better service than just saying, here are the plans. Let's talk about how Independence partners with other organizations to improve service to its members.
Yeah, exactly. This is what gets me up in the morning and gets me to work. It's one of the things that I'm most proud of at IBC. We work with several providers in the region, really above and beyond to improve our members' healthcare experience. And to give you a couple of examples, I would start with Patina Health, which is a very new primary care provider built specifically for people who are 65 and up to address the unique needs that all of us have as we age. And we, in partnership with Patina started accepting IBC Medicare Advantage members in February of 2022. So it's a fairly new organization. We're very excited about them. And both Independence Keystone 65 HMO and Personal Choice 65 PPO plans members are eligible. Members get a dedicated care team that's built around their specific needs and goals, along with all the added comfort and convenience that you can be seen in two different ways. You can be seen virtually, and you can be seen in your home. And this model, you know, being focused on virtual and in-home care makes it incredibly convenient for members. Members can contact their care team whenever they need them, can be seen as often as they want to or needed to. And Patina also is highly involved in collaborating with loved ones and caregivers, trusted others who want to be involved in the members' care plan. I think we all had the experience in the pandemic of realizing, wow, it's kind of a hassle to go see the doctor. It's a hassle to get out and do all kinds of things. I've got to get in a car. I've got to drive through traffic. I may even have to pay for parking. I've got to wait in a waiting room. With Patina, that doesn't have to happen. So we're very excited about that. Another provider group that we're very excited about is dedicated senior medical centers who've been in the area now for a couple of years. They're a leading primary care provider offering personalized and affordable services to low-income seniors. It is a subsidiary of a national brand called ChenMed, and Independence helped bring them to the region in 2018. And they focus on very convenient, high-touch primary care, as well as having on-site specialists like cardiologists. They have medication dispensing, x-rays, lab testing, screenings that are done. And they have five Philadelphia locations in Mayfair, North Philadelphia, Olney, South Philadelphia, and West Philadelphia.
I want to ask a question there, Heidi, if I may. Yeah. When you say high-touch primary care, does that mean they're able to be seen frequently?
They are seen quite frequently. Yep. Mm-hmm. They recommend that. You know, it's up to the patient, but the way in which Dedicated feels about this is that the more often you're seen, even if they're for small visits, it really prevents all kinds of things that we think of as small as from blossoming into something big. So they really want to see you on a regular basis quite often. I also know that the dedicated doctors give their cell phones to members. They want to know when you are sick. It's really it's a wonderful provider system. A
And that's exactly why I asked you. I'm sorry, I want to just, that's exactly why I asked you that, because, you know, telehealth really came into play with COVID, and it's good if I've done a procedure on somebody and then I do telehealth and I just want to review the results of the pathology or they're you sure you have the medication straight. But there's nothing better than seeing a person and they say, you know, I've been having headaches. And while you're talking to them, you notice that their ankles are swollen or they have black and blue marks and that high volume or the high frequency of visits. Plus, I loved what you talked about with Patina Health, the Marcus Welby, going to the patient's home, whether it's a doctor or a nurse practitioner, going into the home. You're right. That ounce of prevention will go a long way. It might seem like it takes extra effort, but if part of the business of providing healthcare is resources, you're right. So much money could be saved if we go and put out a little match instead of a big fire. Yes. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think that those two items right there that you mentioned are brilliant and wonderful.
Yep. Exactly right. You know, we have a couple of other provider groups that provide very similar kinds of services. Oak Street Health, they're a provider that delivers very personalized and preventive care through a model that's really created also to meet the unique needs of older adults. They also offer seniors and underserved communities very comprehensive preventive care. Their locations are in multiple areas in Philadelphia, Strawberry Mansion, Germantown, Parkside, Fern Rock, University City, Crobs Creek, Cheltenham, Aramingo, South Philly, and Roosevelt sections of Philadelphia. We additionally have an organization called Tandem Health, which partners with physicians, local independent physicians in the network, in delivering very patient-centric quality care. And they provide resources and support to help the physicians to focus more on their patients and their care needs, helping prevent, as we were saying, small problems from becoming big ones, helping really drive and assist providers with trying to, you know, provide the greatest quality care that they can.
And what's nice about Oak Street is that it's integrated health services. So we're going to talk about nutrition and wellness and social activities. Your socialization is part of your health and wellness too. If you're isolated, we all learned a big lesson from COVID with that. Yes?
Exactly. Definitely. Yep.
Heidi, how about, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the programs for members who may need a little bit more help? Because we just touched on nutrition and transportation that some of the programs offer. Let's talk a little bit about Uno Health, for instance.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the benefits of working for a Medicare Advantage company. So as you know, Courtney had alluded to with the Stars ratings, Medicare Advantage plans offer everything that regular Medicare does, but we offer have the ability to offer more things if we want to, and so we do. So we really focus on trying to address more of what we call those social determinants of health.
Right.
And for example, we have contracted with an organization called Uno Health, and this company is primarily focused on giving our members more support in enrolling in federal and state government programs. It's really a one-stop shop enrollment solution, helping those members save thousands of dollars by enrolling them in low-income government programs. You know, there was a study that showed that perhaps anywhere from 30 to 50% of Medicare members are in the United States are eligible, but they're not enrolled in these programs. You know, people tend to think of just Medicaid, but there are all kind of above Medicaid, low-income subsidy programs, and people are missing out on some of these critical savings and financial support. So Uno essentially reaches out on behalf of independents by mail and phone to enroll members in the programs they're eligible for. For example, some people are actually eligible for Medicaid and they don't even know it. Another one is low-income subsidy, which is also called extra help. SNAP or food stamps. Prescription assistance programs and things like that that we've saved, you know, members have really enjoyed this program. They identify and they reach out to members who we suspect may be likely for these income programs, first with a letter and then by phone. And then UNO confirms their eligibility and helps the members enroll in all the programs they're interested in through a very single unified process. Mm-hmm. Another item that we're kind of working on is we've determined that we have, you know, a number of members who really can't afford transportation to and from their providers. And so we have contracted with an organization called Round Trip, and members can get trips to and from approved facilities at no cost. And in 2023, members can get 24 one-way rides.
Wow.
And those members, the plans where members are eligible are Keystone 65 Basic, Select, Preferred, Focus HMO and HMO POS, and Personal Choice 65 PPO, Prime, and Elite. And to be eligible for those, we're focusing on members who have both diabetes and congestive heart failure.
It's so much harder for people that have congestive heart failure.
Oh,
the effort,
totally.
The exertion. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
exactly.
And sometimes if a provider, say, goes to their home or they're seen more frequently and they titrate their medications, they make just changes that to keep them out of trouble, keep them from fluid retention that can cause them to have serious repercussions like heart attack. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would say another program that we do is grocery delivery. We know there's some, clearly food insecurity is a problem in the United States. And we felt that there must mm-hmm. be a way in which we can help provide grocery deliveries. And we do it actually through two different organizations. One is through our local MANA program. And through MANA, members who have certain conditions can get 4 weeks of groceries delivered at no cost. And these groceries,
wow.
these deliveries contain fresh local produce and food, and they get recipe cards. The MANA benefit is for those in Keystone 65 Basic, Select, Preferred, Focus HMO, Point of Service, Personal Choice 65, PPO, Prime and Elite. Those members are also eligible or the same as the ones eligible for transportation. And those are the patients with diabetes and congestive heart failure. You know, keeping in mind, these are some of our mm-hmm. sickest members. And so groceries and
sure.
good nutritional support is critical to that. The other is an organization called United by Blue. And with this, we've just had so much with this organization. This was something that happened
yes.
during the pandemic.
Yes, we talked about it last year. Beautiful
oh,
work they do.
Just
yes.
warms my heart. They are a Philadelphia-based sustainability lifestyle company, essentially. And they deliver free groceries to Medicare Advantage members. And through the program, we have to date delivered more than 40,000 bags of groceries to Medicare Advantage members and helped employ about 40 local Philadelphians that had lost their job during the pandemic. It's been a wonderful program for folks.
Well, this is music to our listeners' ears, Heidi, and you explained it so well. With inflation now and supply chain disruptions, we say COVID is kind of over, but we're left with all these continued issues making costs skyrocketing, soaring prices. How are people affording food? And because of your work and the work of Independence and United by Blue and MANA, you know, you're doing God's work. And go Independence, because so many people need that extra help to keep them out of worsening medical problems. So thank you for explaining that to us. And if people want to learn more about some of these programs, IBX.com?
Correct. Yep.
Dr. Heidi, we have to have you back for a continued conversation because the programs are stellar and it's really impressive that Independence offers these comprehensive health benefits along with unbelievable customer service, and now especially with seniors in every zip code that you serve. So thank you for explaining that, and I can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie is presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
At Independence Blue Cross, we believe in giving you the tools you need to pursue your healthiest life. From premiums as low as $0 per month to health discounts and cash rewards, it pays to have coverage with Independence. With the strongest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free 24/7 virtual doctor visits, you can feel confident that quality care is always within reach. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
When you have joint pain, you need a physician who eats, sleeps, and breathes joints. Someone so focused on their specialty, they've written the book on it, literally. You need an exceptionally specialized physician from Rothman Orthopedics. They not only specialize in orthopedics, each Rothman physician only focuses on one area of the body, which means you can have confidence that you can get past the pain and be what you were. Schedule conveniently online at RothmanOrtho.com. Official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Phillies, and Sixers.
Now, your weekly prescription, brought to you by Genentech, the science-driven company that pioneered the biotech industry to transform how we treat the world's most complex health problems.
And welcome back for our final segment of Your Radio Doctor, our wrap-up, which we call Your Weekly Prescription, brought to you by Genentech. This has been a great show with both Courtney Cruz and Dr. Heidi from Independence. I want to take a moment to thank all of my friends at Independence, Donna Farrell, Grant Gegwich, Diana Quattrone, because this has been such important information to share. And I think people really appreciate this, and I'm sure they'll listen again. Courtney, let's talk about, if we could, star ratings and what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, so that's CMS, that's the body that runs Medicare, created star ratings for the Medicare Advantage plans in order to give seniors, caregivers, and other individuals a tool to help evaluate the quality of the plans that are being offered. So just like star ratings, whether it's rating a restaurant or rating a hotel, it's the same sort of concept where plans are judged on from one to five, one being the lowest, five being the best, and each year, CMS evaluates plans based on a host of different measures. The measures can change from year to year. All the carriers are graded on a curve, and each carrier receives a star rating for their various plans. And so we really find that it's a very important tool to, again, evaluate coverage. Sometimes, you know, individuals might have the habit of just looking at price, right? Because it can be the easiest thing to do as you're trying to navigate this very difficult decision. And I would just caution anyone on selecting on price alone or selecting on bells and whistles alone. This is one of the most pivotal decisions that you'll make as you're heading into retirement. And so making sure you've got a quality product behind you to support you as you age, support your health needs is really, really important. And so we find the star ratings program to be really beneficial. We highly recommend that everyone who's in a Medicare Advantage plan takes the time to make sure where their plan is ranked from a star rating standpoint.
Well, you know, I end every show with your health is your wealth. Without your health, where are you? And as you say, You want to take time. This is a very important decision because none of us know when retirement age comes along how long we're going to be on this planet. And you want to be prepared in the best way that you can. And I think I have to brag. I think my friends at Independence are too humble. I was just reading about the star ratings. Keystone 65. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 5 stars for Keystone 65 HMO Medi Advantage, the nation's best rating, second year in a row. Go Independence.
Second year in a row. And our personal choice 65 plans have a 4-star rating, so still very strong. We're the largest 5-star plan in the area by far. And it's something we take a lot of pride in. We strongly believe in both the quality of the brand, but then also supporting our friends, our family, our neighbors. Those are the individuals who are enrolled in the plans that we offer. And so we take a lot of pride in being able to offer such high quality coverage to those who live in the Philadelphia area.
Well, I think, too, if you're being evaluated by an outside, as you say, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it's going to be a little impetus to say, I can meet the challenge. I could do better next year. And the other thing that you shared, Courtney, that was very helpful, websites. Where can listeners go to read so they do know what questions to ask when they go to their HR or they call you as a member
Absolutely.
Of?
Mm-hmm. I always like to provide two options. as far as websites. You can go to IBXMedicare.com. That is our site where you can learn around about our plans. You can also go to Medicare.gov. And if you go to Medicare.gov, you'll find information and plans there as well, including Independence Blue Cross plans who offer the top plans in the region. So both great resources. For those that maybe are not as comfortable navigating the computer or just want to talk to someone, 1-877-393-6733. That's 1-877-393-6733 is also a good number to call if you'd like to talk to someone about your Medicare options.
And Courtney, I guess the last question I have for you is, what's the most common misconception that people have about Medicare plans?
Oh, so I think there are two. One, that it will all happen right on its own by itself, right? You'll just spontaneously turn 65 and Medicare will drop from the sky and you'll be covered. Poof. And there's homework that needs to be done. This is a really important decision. And I would just recommend starting early and doing that homework. It's worth it. The other thing is, assuming that Medicare covers everything, it does not. So being thoughtful about what type of supplemental coverage, and I use that in the broadest sense possible, what type of additional coverage you will need to make sure that you've got everything ticked and tied as you age. You know, much easier when you're working at your employer and they say, here's your list of benefits, go check the box.
Yes.
And you're done. Once you retire, there's a little bit more homework to do, but there are a lot of options out there. You'll find the right one.
And start early because COVID has changed just about everything we go to do. Special thank you to you, Courtney. This took a lot of time. And I want to thank again all my friends at Independence, Dr. Heidi Seropoulos, beautiful explanations. And I always tip my hat to Independence because aside from being a provider for health insurance, what a fantastic pillar in the community. Those programs that are offered for the people that need extra help are magnificent. So thank you all. I really appreciate and I appreciate your continued support. And now for your real champion. I call this segment, Two Priests and a Nun Walked into a Bar. Kensington, a neighborhood in Northeast and North Philly, an area rich in history and home to many immigrants, but also stricken with poverty and homelessness. Statistics define it as the number two hungriest congressional district in the country. In the 1980s, drug trafficking came to the community and has plagued the neighborhoods ever since. With the increased presence of drugs came violence and addiction. Now, Kensington is designated as a major hub for drug access and a national center of the opioid crisis. In 2015, Pope Francis came to Philadelphia and inspired us to take the church to the frontiers and act as a field hospital, reminding us that we should pray for the hungry, then feed them. That's how prayer works. Inspired by his call, Father Joe Devlin, Father Liam Murphy and Sister Anne Raymond Welty, an Immaculate Heart of Mary sister, saw Kensington as the clear choice for their ministry to address physical and spiritual needs of a poor community. They found a former bar at the corner of G and Allegheny where they could make their presence known. On the very first day, two women approached and asked if they could all pray together, and that lit their fire. It was instantly clear that the first goal was to establish a food program, which would meet an essential need while engaging the neighbors in a meaningful way. With the help of Nutritional Development Services from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, the door opened. Since then, the program has grown and is sustained mainly by private donations. Many parish churches donate food and clothing. The original trio was mighty, but very early on, they knew who to tap for help. Karen Crane, a woman who had always volunteered her time, talent, and treasure for the Archdiocese. Without hesitation, she became chairperson of their board, overseeing a growing operation that has since expanded to include a large food pantry, after-school program, a summer camp, clothing, and a meal for the community on the second Saturday of each month. Karen has her own family and is the owner and CEO of a communications company, but still found love in her heart that put her own faith into action. For 6 years, she was the point person for all operations at Mother of Mercy House. Early on at a board meeting, she sent a text to her good friend Diane Hoffman and said she needed help in Kensington the next day. Without asking for any details, Diane automatically said, sure. What moved these women to join the effort at Mother of Mercy House? Well, both Karen and Diane have looked addiction in the eyes. Karen's father recovered and was sober for over 20 years before he passed away. Diane has a son who will soon celebrate 12 years of being sober. Both women share a common appreciation for the support that was given to their loved ones and their families, and they are joy-filled in this opportunity to give back. Diane gave years as a volunteer for a cancer support group, then later for an addiction support group. And when she became a board member 5 years ago, she suggested the outreach expand to include children's programs. Imagine being a child in this environment. Drugs at every corner, people living on the street, parents afraid to let their children play outside. Diane has developed a great rapport with the community. She'll go outside and ask drug dealers to clear the sidewalk so children can walk home from school without fear. The Mother of Mercy House offers a safe space for people of all ages without judgment. They help people with and without housing, people on and off drugs. Diane's goal is to involve children in after-school activities, crafts, summer camp, and feel excited about things that all kids love before they're lured into working for drug dealers. Diane helps middle school girls and boys learn to cook, do art, even sew. They learn to say hello, shake her hand, then talk about the best and worst parts of their days. Teenagers would rather volunteer for Diane than take a paying job outside because they feel safe. Kids all want to be there, and once they come in, they stay. Karen Crane and Diane Hoffman give their hearts and souls to Mother of Mercy House because they themselves are actually mothers of mercy. We salute you, Karen Crane and Diane Hoffman, your real champions. You can help in their beautiful mission. Visit motherofmercyhouse.org. motherofmercyhouse.org. Thank you for listening to Your Radio Doctor today and every Saturday afternoon at 5, our usual time. Listen to this show again and all of our shows on audacy.com, audacy.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. A special thank you to Independence Blue Cross for their great presentation today and for being an incredibly supportive pillar of the community as well as our exclusive sponsor. Thanks also for support from Rothman Orthopedic Institute and Genentech. If you'd like to partner in the show, send an email to info@yourradiodoctor.net. Next week, our topic is epilepsy. So much great information from our guest, Dr. Chris Skidmore from Jefferson and Missy Dalloway from the Epilepsy Foundation of Eastern Pennsylvania. Help to make the world a little brighter. Find something to smile about every day. This is Your Radio Doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, and a fighting Philly girl, wishing you a happy, healthy, and safe week with the ones you love. And always remember that your health is your wealth.
Thanks for listening to Your Radio Doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross. To contact Dr. Marianne and to listen to today's show as well as past shows, visit yourradiodoctor.com. This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Your Radio Doctor and their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Audacy. Today's program has been pre-recorded.